Oh, what was that you said?
Muskmelon.
Yeah, muskmelon and a cantaloupe. What I always thought they was the same thing, but they said they're not.
What?
Said the cantaloupe was different than the muskmelon was. So I don't know, honey, because I just didn't like them kind of things. You know, I just never bothered. Now, pears. We grew pears here, and up here, this was the old Cruz place, and they got that kefir pear tree up there, and they are good pears. Mm-hmm. At least when they get ripe, they're really soft, you know, where you can eat them real good. And we raised that, and then the old field pear, they call it, but I don't know what the real name was. Mm-hmm. But them's a hard kind of pear, the ones that they usually put up. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know the name of them.
What about, say, if it had been raining for a while, something that might, little umbrella-shaped thing that might...
Oh, mushrooms.
Okay.
Wild mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear another name for those?
Toadstools.
Okay. Could you eat those or not?
Well, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't know which one to get, but they say there's some that you can't eat. Mm-hmm. But the ones that you can't eat, they say it's poison. Mm-hmm. So now, but now they grow, not right in here, not right in here. I don't know if they even do it in Florida or not. But they have the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Somewhere they grow them. Because I see them in cans, and people does eat them. Mm-hmm. But the way they talk about them, I don't mess with them. Mm-hmm. You know, about being poison if they don't get the right one and all of that. So I don't mess with them, things mm-hmm. like that.
Say if a man had a real bad sore throat or something, he'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Swallow.
Or he said he could chew it, but he couldn't...
Swallow it.
Okay. And the things that people smoke made out of tobacco.
Cigarettes and cigars and...
Okay. And,
I guess that's about it.
Say if someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
Upholding. Upholding to anybody. That's what they usually say.
Okay. And,
or indebted.
Mm-hmm. Say someone asks you about doing a certain job, you say, sure, I do it.
Sure, I can do it.
Or you might say,
Oh, we'll do it. So.
Or if you're not able to, you say, well, I'd like to, but
I'm not able to.
Or I'd like to, but I...
can't.
Okay. And, say if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
ought not to have done.
Okay. And, say someone asks you to do something and you're refusing in a real strong way, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
won't do it.
Okay. And,
I said that to my children.
say if you've done something that was hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend of yours was just standing around without helping you. When you get through, you might say, you know, you might...
help me.
Okay.
Well, you could help me.
Okay. And talking about kinds of animals now, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl.
Okay. What kinds of owls are there?
A pool cat or a
squirrel. Night owl, I think is what they call it.
Mm-hmm. But you know that real big one?
Hoot owl.
Okay. And what about the small one?
Oh. Screech owl.
Okay.
That's the little ones that gets in the trees and they squinch. Mm-hmm. I know, ask me how to say that, but they'll get in there and make a holler at night.
Yeah. Any others besides those two kinds that you ever heard of?
No, I don't think so, honey. It's screech owls or screech owls or whatever you want. Screech, some of them have been calling the screech owls.
Mm-hmm.
But that and the night owl.
Okay.